The world has lost an icon.
Prince has died at the age of 57 years old.
Prince released his debut album, For You, in 1978, followed by an album every year thereafter, which spawned several hits. In 1982, the world would change forever with the groundbreaking album, 1999.
Prince came along and kind of legalized funk as you can dance to it.
Arguably his most influential album, 1999 was laced with synth and drum machine heavy arrangements that influenced mid-80s R&B and pop. Prince's 1984 album Purple Rain sold more than 13 million copies in the U.S. and spent 24 consecutive weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. The film of the same name was his acting debut and won an Academy Award, all while spawning one of the most unforgettable soundtracks of all time. The 90s marked a transition for the artist, debuting a new band, the New Power Generation, releasing various albums, including the album generally referred to as the Love Symbol album, where the world saw Prince become referred to as the artist formerly known as Prince.
So how did the artist formerly known as come about?
That came up through mainly the media's problem with not having a pronunciation for the symbol. So they had to come up with something, I guess.
As the new millennium hit, Prince ceased using the Love Symbol moniker and returned to using Prince.
Creating your own universe is the key to it, I believe.
Prince sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling artists of all time. He won 7 Grammy Awards, a Golden Globe, and an Academy Award. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004 and is ranked at number 27 on the Rolling Stone 100 Greatest Artists of All Time.
Everybody's talented at something. That's what makes the world go round. We all need each other.
Today, we remember the legendary recording artist, Prince.